our hands have not been idle. Through the diligent efforts of many brilliant technicians, this exquisite masterpiece has been digitally swapped, boring parts have been taken out, and other things.
Greetings and welcome to episode 97 of the Radio Orphans Podcast. Radio Orphans Podcast are dedicated to bringing you original independent music from around the world for your listening pleasure.
Yeah, we're doing it again.
Another episode, 97. That's right. It's hard to tell the future, but hey, we can certainly kick off our podcast with a song called The
Future.
Entitled The Future.
Yeah, why not, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this first artist is The Divine Madness, and it's their song, The Future.
We'll be right back. a fight. Don't you worry, pretty baby, because everything's going to be all right. Don't be going all crazy now and be pulling out your hair. You don't have to worry about me, child. Better worry about the grizzly bear.
You just heard the Radio Orphans song, Poor Boy, off our 2005 release, Monkey's Dance, available on iTunes. Or, Phineas, do you know where one can get a hard copy of that?
Yes, I do. They could go to CDBaby.
They sure can.
.com. That's right.
It's there.
Right there.
Both
albums. 2005?
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
It's hard to believe that was out 2 years ago.
Yeah.
It was like just yesterday.
It does seem like just yesterday, yeah. Good album. Good song.
Yep. That's lots of good songs in that
yeah.
one. That's got that hidden track, Corey versus Bob, too, that snuck through iTunes.
That's right.
So you
that's
actually get two songs for the price of one if you buy Mouthin' Off again.
That's right.
For 99 cents at iTunes, you'll get the extra freebie Corey versus Bob and their beautiful
that's
Apple
right.
AAC format.
Yeah, it might even be at that new higher encoding.
That's
people
right.
People have to check
be.
That out.
And it might be available on other sites, too, that carry that. You know, I don't know, like Rhapsody or like
or
whatever else.
Like
all
Music Match.
Stuff. Yeah, all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So check out Mouthin' Off again, an acoustic tune that goes into some crazy electronic type Corey versus.
Well, yeah, Brian. Or you can buy the song Poor Boy that we played.
Or the one we played, or just buy the whole album.
Yeah.
Buy, right? Yeah.
Nobody's buying nothing, but, you know, you just got to kind of go with
the
jelly roll.
We're throwing it out there. We're mentioning that it exists, so
that's
you
right.
can go there and check it out.
Hey, that song preceding Poor Boy Jelly Roll was... That was pretty good.
Yeah.
I like that organ in that.
The Brown Hornets, yeah.
Yeah.
It totally reminded me of like the Blues Brothers, that
Blues
movie
Brothers,
at the end.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love that kind of music.
Yeah, he
it's
even
fun.
Starts talking
really
on there
music.
Too. Yeah,
yeah
that is
it's,
good.
It's hard to like not enjoy that kind of music sometimes.
That's true.
It's good That's good time true. Music, you know?
Yeah, it was. Or is. It is. Hey.
And, before the Brown Hornets there was artist The Rails and their song Pussyfoot.
That's right, and no pussyfooting around, you know,
nope.
folks. You can go to Dig and dig this podcast.
That's right.
You can dig each individual episode.
Exactly.
If,
so
if
you
if
really
you're in a
like
band,
The Rails,
you can dig
for
it.
Example,
yeah.
and like you think like that everyone should listen to them, make sure you get all your, you and all your friends to go dig this episode.
That's right.
And more people will, there's a good chance more people will hear them.
That's right, and I think you can listen to it right
you
at Dig,
to
too. They got
dig.
That little
yep.
play button.
They had a little
go check it out.
There, so, yep. And speaking of little player buttons and stuff, also if you're listening to this in iTunes, you should probably be aware if your artwork isn't open, you should open it up, your artwork browser in iTunes, so you can click through the links there. As the artists play, each picture comes up with clickable links to more information.
Yep, easy to do, folks.
Real easy, and doesn't navigate you away from, you know, the music in iTunes will keep playing as you navigate around. So
that's right.
It's a very unique, interesting feature.
Hey, this that song preceding Pussyfooting, or Pussyfoot, Killer on the Run, that's from a band that's our neighbors to the east.
To the east,
from
that's
Wisconsin.
Right. From Wisconsin, or Scani.
Wisconsin, yeah.
Locals would say. Yeah, that was The Q and Killer on the Run, right?
It's kind of a neat song.
Yeah, it was all right. For sure. When I saw the name, I thought for sure they were going to be from England. I mean, how many, you know, when's the last time you see, you know, when I think
yeah.
of The Q and Mind, you know, Mind the Q is their MySpace.com thing.
Right.
Like Mind the Gap, you know.
Right. Not a band out of Elk Mound or wherever they're from.
You know,
or
Menominee. Or Wisconsin in general. So
yeah.
it's kind of, I was like, wow. It's amazing
that's
how
neat.
People get influenced all around the world to come up with music. And
that's
know.
Right. And we have to give props to bands on the other side of the St. Croix River there, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to do that now and then.
That's right.
Just like now and then, you got to check out artists like Spratch.
Yeah, and that Monkey was, Monkey on My Back.
That's right.
I know that feeling on occasion.
Yeah, I think it happens
the proverbial
to the best
monkey.
Of us.
Could be anything, really.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Very good tune.
That was interesting. Cool tune. Rock and roll.
Prior to that, it was an artist who had contacted us.
That's right. They used that contact on our blog page.
Yeah, the radioorphans.blogspot.com. Yeah, you can contact us there.
Scroll down, look.
Yep. Scroll around, look around there. Yeah, but that's where you can contact us. And if you're an artist or no artist that would like to get played on the Radio Orphans podcast, that's where you can reach us and just get a hold of us. This guy was one of them. Destro, I believe his name is. It's DEASTRO. I don't know if it's Destro or Destro. I want to say Destro.
Sure. Or Disastro, if I guess it wouldn't be.
No.
Maybe.
Too many
Maybe
letters.
He'll let us know.
Well, hey.
You never know. We'll get
but
back
anyways,
to
it was a very
Skin
cool
Worth
song.
Living
Skin
In.
Skin Worth Living In. It was a very cool song. That's another example of one of those where I probably wouldn't have found him on my own. Or, you know,
yeah.
he contacted us and we were able to hear it and bring it to you. So
that's right.
It's the beauty of the podcast and how we do things here. So
that's right. We're easy. So if you know a band or you're in one, let us know. Contact us.
We'd be happy to get you out there. Just like we were happy to get out the Divine Madness. That's who we kicked off with. And their song, The Future.
Yeah,
that cool is tune. A really cool tune. I really like that band a lot.
The Future and Skinworth Living and fit really well together. That was a good two to kick off this 97th episode.
That's right. I'd agree.
Man.
So.
Ice. Enjoy.
There it is.
Hey, well, this concludes episode 97 of the Radio Orphans Podcast. Radio Orphans Podcast can be found at rmedia.org, hosted by the kind folks of
Internet Archive.
Visit archive.org for more information. Intro, courtesy of Clarity and the Brothers P. All music in this podcast, from the Divine Madness to Spratch and
Distro and the Rails, the Brown Hornets,
used with permission. We
thank you
for listening.